This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the strength of youth will soon make India a developed nation. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today. Prime Minister,
भारत की युवा शक्ति का सामर्थ्य भारत को जल्द से जल्द विकसित राष्ट्र बनाएगा. आंकड़ों का जो जोड़ भाग करते रहते हैं उनको लगता होगा ये सब बहुत मुश्किल है, लेकिन मेरी आत्मा कहती है कि लक्ष्य बड़ा जरूर है लेकिन असंभव नहीं है.
The Prime Minister said a developed India will be one that is empowered economically, strategically, socially and culturally. He said in the past decade, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The three-day Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue began on Friday, providing a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for Viksit Bharat. During the event, Mr. Modi engaged with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. Today is National Youth Day. The day is celebrated on 12th January every year in commemoration of the great spiritual leader, philosopher and thinker, Swami Vivekananda. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister paid homage to Swami Vivekananda on his birth anniversary. The Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, has achieved a significant progress in stabilising its two satellites under SPADEX program before docking. It succeeded in bringing Chaser and Target satellites at 3 metres distance before moving them back to a safer distance. The Indian Space Agency, in a social media post, said the docking process will be done only after analysing the data. India will be the fourth country to achieve this feat after the USA, Russia and China. In Chhattisgarh, 3 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. A huge cache of arms and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. Search operation was still going on in the area when the reports last came in. The biggest confluence of faith and humanity, Mahakumbh, will begin tomorrow at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Ministry of Culture has created Kalagram in Prayagraj, which will showcase the rich and vibrant culture of the country. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, will inaugurate Kalagram this evening. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami inaugurated the first International Uttarakhandi Pravasi Summit in Dehradun today. The objective of the summit is to provide investment in the state and tourism in Uttarakhand by endorsing the culture of the state abroad. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said the ideas and messages emerging during the event will reach the Pravasi Uttarakhandi brothers and sisters living in the country and abroad. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal is trying to divert attention from the core issues of the national capital. Meanwhile, Mr. Kejriwal alleged that BJP is betraying the slum dwellers of Delhi. Talking to media in New Delhi, he alleged that BJP will demolish all the slums if it comes to power. On the other hand, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdev, while talking to reporters, said the BJP is committed to improving the living standards of people in slum areas. Meanwhile, senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi today launched a crowdfunding campaign for the Delhi election. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States on the 20th of this month. In women's cricket, chasing a target of 371 runs set by India, Ireland were 56 for 1 in 14 overs in the second ODI of 3-match series at Rajkot in Gujarat when the reports last came in. Earlier opting to bat first after winning the toss, India posted 370 for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. In the first ODI, India secured a 6-wicket victory to take 1-0 series lead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.